This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Hello, and welcome to Sounds Choral, an exploration of the rich traditions of choral music from around the world. I'm your host, Stephen Sametz. I'm the Ronald J. Ulrich Chair of Choral Music at Lehigh University, where I'm the Director of Choral Activities, and I also have the honor to be the Artistic Director of the all-professional chamber choir, the Princeton Singers. We're celebrating the music of spring today, specifically the music of Easter and Passover. And I'd like to start with two settings of Exultate Deo, Exalt in the Lord. The text comes from Psalm 81, which exhorts us to make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take up the psalm, bring out the harp and the lute, blow up the trumpet in the new moon, even in the time appointed and upon our solemn feast day. We're going to hear two settings of this joyous text, the first by the Renaissance composer Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, followed by a version of the 20th century French master Francis Poulenc, both sung by the Princeton Singers under my direction from a CD entitled Reincarnations. So here we have two versions of Exultate Deo back to back, starting our Easter celebration today.
Thank you.
You've just heard two settings of Psalm 81, Exultate Deo, by Giovanni Pierluigi de Palestrina and Francis Poulenc, sung by the Princeton Singers. I'm Stephen Sametz, your host today on Sounds Choral, and I'd like to give you another twofer for the season. This time, two settings of the Et Resurrexit, the section of the Mass in the Creed that speaks of the rising of Christ in triumph on the third day after he was crucified. We're going to hear first the setting of Et Resurrexit from Bach's Mass in B minor, here performed by the chorus and orchestra of the Collegium Vocale under the baton of Philipp Herwege, and this will be followed by the same section of the Mass in a setting by Ludwig von Beethoven from his Missa Solemnis, and a performance by the Atlanta Symphony Chorus and Orchestra, directed by Robert Shaw. Thank you. You've been listening to two settings of the Et Resurrexit portion of the Mass, the first by Bach from the Mass in B minor, performed by Philipp Hervéga and the Collegium Vocale, followed by the second setting of the same text by Ludwig van Beethoven from his Missa Solemnis, performed by Robert Shaw and the Atlanta Symphony Chorus and Orchestra. Certainly triumphant music for this Easter season. I'm your host today, Stephen Sametz. We are just past the celebration of Passover, and I'd like to play you a familiar text from the Jewish liturgy, Ein Keloheinu. The words are from the blessing of the morning Shabbat service, a 9th century text, and the translation is, "You are our King, our Deliverer. There is none like our Lord, our God, our King." I set this text in 2011 when I was honored to receive the American Choral Directors Association Brock Commission. It's part of a set of three pieces entitled Three Mystical Choruses, and it was premiered in 2011 in Chicago Symphony Hall by Chanticleer. We're going to hear this sung today by the Princeton Singers under my direction. This is Ein Keloheinu.
Thank you.
That was a performance of My Ain Keloheinu from Three Mystical Choruses, sung by the Princeton Singers, under my direction. I'm Stephen Sametz, your host today on Sounds Choral, and we're listening to music of the season for Passover and Easter. A few years back, I wrote a set of three pieces for baritone solo and orchestra and chorus, entitled American Songs, Sacred and Profane. The first two pieces are definitely profane in the set. The first is about someone talking to a lonely dog barking across a field and feeling he's so lonely, but they communicate across the night. And the second is about a vampire, so pretty clearly profane. But the third is a set appropriate to this time of resurrection. The poem is by Jeremy Driscoll, a Benedictine monk whom I met while traveling in the Pacific Northwest. His poem, called On Being Buried, My Surprise, is a beautiful description of resurrection and faith. It's a description of someone recently buried and being surprised that he is suddenly surrounded by saints and apostles, welcoming him to a new life. In this setting, you'll hear the baritone telling this story, which begins, "When they put me down here, I knew they had to. I was not angry, only the dark and the damp cold and the long, boring years of hoping for the resurrection. Imagine my surprise when not 10 minutes after they'd cried their last and gone, I sensed some breathing coming toward me from the ground. It was distant, very distant, and it was definitely coming my way. What was it? As the breathing drew closer, I slowly discerned that it was the breathing of a song. And growing closer still, I could say the song of a throng. And closer, at last, the words, Sanctus." You'll hear in this setting, the poet describes angel choirs and apostles coming to greet him. And each time the word Sanctus happens, you'll hear the choir. This is my setting of At Being Buried, My Surprise, with Lehigh University Choral Arts and baritone Nathaniel Watson under my direction.
Imagine my surprise then, when not 10 minutes after they'd cried their last and gone, I sensed some breathing coming toward. Thank you. perceived this, the song of those who had died, and now praised the Lamb as Lord of heavenly armies. This song was coming to stir and roll me over in my and struggles I never knew. Wraiths all, they came round my grave and breathed their song through my lowly corpse. Bright light saw I then, and struggled upward in my spirit to seek me of Christ, brothers of Christ. Unsnared from vice, O might, might, mighty Lord. Straining further, these new senses mine, I tried to gaze where What cared I more that I was dead? I turned with these toward Christ our head. And sang with them the glad song, Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Domine Deus, Deus Sabaoth. Gentle friends among the living still, you yet but half alive, pass by this plot with care. A graveyard is a spooky spot, you'll say, but the ground a different story would to you not to be on the last day, the place of the most amazed upstanding. It is already starring. It is
you've just heard the third of my American songs, Sacred and Profane, called At Being Buried, My Surprise, in a performance by the Lehigh University Choral Arts with Nathaniel Watson as the featured baritone soloist. Ralph Vaughan Williams also wrote a set of mystical songs using poetry of George Herbert. The set was first performed under the direction of the composer during the Three Choirs Festival in Worcester in 1911. We're going to listen to the first of these five mystical songs, entitled Easter, which opens with the line, "Rise, heart, thy Lord is risen." And like Jeremy Driscoll's poem you heard earlier, it takes the idea of resurrection and personalizes it. In Herbert's lines, "Sing his praise without delays, who takes thee by the hand, that thou likewise mayst with him rise." Let's listen in a performance by the London Philharmonic Orchestra and Chorus with Brian Rayner Cook, baritone, under the baton of Bryden Thompson.
And struggle for thy part with all thy heart. The cross taught all wood to resound his name. His stretched sinews taught all strings what keys best to celebrate this most high day. Thank you.
That was a performance of the opening of Vaughan Williams' Five Mystical Songs, Easter, in a performance by the London Philharmonic Orchestra and Chorus with Brian Rayner Cook, baritone, conducted by Bryden Thompson. I'm Stephen Sammets, your host today on Sounds Choral, and we're going to close today with one of the great choral finales and statements of resurrection, the closing chorale of Mahler's Symphony No. 2. Mahler's Second Symphony, known as the Resurrection Symphony, was written between 1888 and 1894, and first performed under the direction of the composer in 1895. Mahler worked with the great conductor Hans von Bülow at the Hamburg Opera, and he was much affected by von Bülow's death in 1894. At von Bülow's funeral, he heard a setting of Friedrich von Klopstock's poem Die Auferstehung, or The Resurrection. Mahler, then working on his Second Symphony, wrote to a colleague that it struck me like lightning, this thing, and everything was revealed to me, clear and plain. What had struck him was the idea of how to end his symphony, with a grand finale and a chorus, in the model of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Mahler used the first two verses of Klopstock's hymn, then added verses of his own that dealt more explicitly with the redemption and resurrection themes. As in some of the pieces we've heard today, Mahler's great finale takes the idea of resurrection and makes it both personal and universal, speaking of the human heart rising again. His last verse, which he added to Klopstock's poetry, runs, "Rise again, yes, rise again. You will, my heart, in an instant. That for which you suffered, to God shall it carry you." As a conclusion to today's program, let's hear the finale of Mahler's Symphony No. 2, The Resurrection, in a performance by the Minnesota Orchestra and Chorale with soprano Ruby Hughes and mezzo-soprano Sasha Cook, directed by Osmo Vanska. I'm Stephen Sammets, and it's been my pleasure to be your host today. Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network, David Ozenberg, producer. You can listen to any Sounds Choral program by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on Classical and Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation in membership at our website. Thanks so much for listening. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org. Thank you.
Hallelujah.